Florida leaders love to tout the state's economic growth as a pandemic success story. But wages in Florida are lower than in other states. It's been that way for decades, and the disparity is especially bad in the state's largest industry, tourism. WUSF's Bradley George spoke with Hector Sandoval, Director of Economic Analysis at the University of Florida's Bureau of Economic and Business Research. He says workers were just starting to earn more in 2019, right before the pandemic.
And one of the reasons was because there was now a very tight labor market. Just right before the pandemic, the unemployment rate was the lowest one, like historically. And I remember also there were news that Walt Disney, they were going to increase the minimum wage and all these things. And in Orlando area, all the other theme parks follow. So that's actually going to have this positive increase in the wages. But again, this was before the pandemic. So this was kind of the context. So I will say wages were looking good back then. But then you have the pandemic and that just changed everything.
So we've heard anecdotally about service businesses, particularly restaurants, being unable to find, hire, or retain workers. And some are offering signing bonuses or maybe increasing their wages. How long do you anticipate that businesses will have to kind of sweeten the pot for workers in terms of offering bonuses or offering higher wages?
If you look at the numbers, the people in the labor force, there is still a lot of people that are not considered as unemployed. They are just out of the labor force because they just not engaged in the labor market. There is still a lot of people that are out. They are going to come back. Once the schools reopen in the summer, fall, you will have like more people coming. And there is also like the issue that these unemployment benefits are going to expire by the end of June, like the federal unemployment. And that's kind of like this strategy for the government to push people to take the jobs that are out there.
Florida's minimum wage is going up gradually to $15 an hour. What kind of effect is that going to have on the labor market going forward?
Normally, the main critique is like, this is going to kill the jobs. This is normally the first answer of people that are kind of against this increasing minimum wage is like, this is going to kill the jobs. But the truth is like, there is no evidence that happens. In essence, there is actually other benefits that really help to retain the employees. And it also helps the families of these people. So I think that's something that I guess employers in Florida already seen, like it's important. And it's true that Walt Disney, they already increased. And in Orlando area, some of these areas were already pushing for that same increase to $15 in the next 2-3 years.
Do you think with the increases in the minimum wage and the changes to the labor market that we've seen during the pandemic, that we could be entering a situation where Florida is no longer a state where wages are flat or are below the national average in many fields?
One of the main things in Florida is that a lot of the jobs are kind of low skills, hard service, are targeted to for the tourist industry. And those normally tend to be like low wage, compared to the national average. And I don't think that situation is going to change. I think Florida, although the government and economy say like we should diversify, we should do other things in Florida so that we are protected when there is an economic downturn, still like a big part of Florida is just the tourist industry and this service industry. So although I will say that they will increase, still not going to be comparable to what we see in other states.
Hector Sandoval is Director of Economic Analysis at the University of Florida's Bureau of Economic and Business Research. He spoke with WUSF's Bradley George. You can read more about wage disparities in Florida at WUSFnews.org.